sick overnight.
Got sick overnight. Very good. Nobody ever gets that. You get all these things that nobody ever gets. If you were talking about, sometime in the future, you'd say, well, we'll get this done.
One of these days.
Have you ever heard, like, old people especially say, we'll get it done by and by? Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm. By and by.
By and by. If you were, like, especially in the wintertime, you sat, just kind of sat in a draft, somebody might tell you, you better be careful or you're going to
catch a cold.
Now, if somebody did catch cold and it made their voice sound like this, you'd say their voice was really, or their throat was really
sore.
Okay, sore, but the sound, you know, when the voice sounds like this, you say they're
croak.
Okay. Would you ever say that their voice is hoarse?
Yeah.
You'd say your voice is
hoarse.
And you, if somebody was doing like, you'd say they had a little
cough.
Now, if you were, it was late at night, you were sitting in a chair, you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy, drowsy.
Or drowsy. You'd say, okay. And you might say, now, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, I'll
get up.
And now, if somebody came to see you and you were still in bed, your mother might say, well, she's sleeping. She's still sleeping. I better go
wake her up.
Now, if the doctor gave you a bottle of medicine and he looked at it and it was still full, he might say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And you'd say, now, doctor, yesterday I
took it.
And tomorrow I will
take it.
If you can't hear anything at all, you say you're completely
deaf.
And, like if you've been working hard, you might come in and take your wet blouse off and say, look how I
sweated, perspired.
Now, there's a kind of a sore that people get that it's real sore and it comes to a head. It gets stuff all inside of it. And I don't know if people even have them anymore. I'll see if you know what it is. Either a boil or a rising. Do you know
mm-hmm.
What would you call it?
A boil.
You call it a boil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that stuff that comes out of a boil
is pus.
Okay. Now, if you have some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, yesterday
your hand is swollen.
Okay. And then you'd say, yesterday it
swollen.
And then you say, it's still pretty badly
swollen.
Do you know what you call that stuff that comes out of a blister?
Water.
Now, in a war, if a person gets shot, you'd say they had a bullet
wound.
Have you ever heard, sometimes when, this is an old term, when somebody's skin doesn't heal right, have you ever heard them say they've got proud flesh? There's something that if you've got a cut on your finger, they'll paint it on it, on your finger, it looks kind of red.
Mercurial kind.
Okay.
On the phthalate.
Okay, now there's another thing that's even older that burns.
Iodine.
Yeah. There's something that people have to take for malaria or for chills. It's called
malarian chill.
Quinine, do you know, have you ever heard that?
Coco quinine?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. You heard that. Now, if a person was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say he
died.
Right. Do you know any other ways of saying that? Kind of, sort of more, I don't know, softer ways of saying that. Sometimes people will say, instead of saying he died, they say he passed away. Have you ever heard that? They, would you ever use that? Or would you always?
I said that.
But do you think older people might say?
After it happened, after a while, you probably say passed on or
uh-huh.
something.